The Jesus Storybook Bible. Story 10. God Makes a Way. The story of Moses and the Red Sea from Exodus 14 through 15. Moses and God's people escaped out of Egypt and into the wilderness. They didn't know the way, but God knew the way, and he would show them. "I will bring you to a new home, a special land," God promised them. "I will look after you. I am with you." God sent a big cloud for them to follow, a pillar of smoke stretching up to the sky. It moved in front of them as they walked and shaded them from the blazing heat of the day. And when it was time to rest, it stopped. All through the cold desert nights, it kept them warm, glowing like a fire. God led his people through the desert to the edge of a great sea. They were just wondering how to cross it when, suddenly, they heard a terrible thundering and pounding. It sounded almost like horses' hooves. They shaded their eyes to look back and screamed. It was Pharaoh and his army were coming to get them. Pharaoh had changed his mind again. "Get my slaves back," he screeched, and charged out into the desert after them with 600 of his fastest horsemen and every single chariot in Egypt. What were God's people going to do? In front of them was a big sea. It was so big, there was no way around it. But there was no way through it. It was too deep. They didn't have any boats, so they couldn't sail across. And they couldn't swim across, because it was too far, and they would drown. And they couldn't go back, because Pharaoh was chasing them. They could see the flashing swords now, glinting in the baking sun and the dust clouds, and chariot after scary chariot surging towards them. So they did the only thing there was left to do. "Panic! We're going to die!" they shrieked. "Don't be afraid," Moses said. "But there's nothing we can do," they screamed. "God knows you can't do anything," Moses said. "God will do it for you. Trust him and watch." "But there's no way out," they cried. "God will make a way," Moses said. Another minute and it would have been over. But then the strangest thing happened. God made the pillar of smoke move. It moved behind his people and hid them from the Egyptians. Then God sent a strong east wind to blow all night long. It blew on the water of the big sea. It blew it to the left and it blew it to the right until it blew it into two towering walls of water. And there, right through the middle of the sea, a muddy pathway opened up, and God's people walked across on dry land. When the Egyptians tried to follow, the walls of water crashed down on them and swallowed them up. God's people were safe. They danced and laughed and sang and thanked God. When there had been no way out, God made a way. Many years later, once again, God was going to make a way where there was no way. From the beginning, God's children had been running from him and hiding. God knew his children could never be happy without him, but they couldn't get back to him by themselves. They were lost. They didn't know the way back. But God knew the way, and one day he would show them. All right, today's story tells a story of the Israelites. Once again, they have escaped from Egypt, and they are about to leave, but Pharaoh changes his mind and comes to get them. They're very afraid, but God does something miraculous, something that only God could do. God sends this wind, and the big sea suddenly parts, and it's like there's a wall of water on either side being held up by God. And the Israelites walk through on dry land, through what had once been the sea floor. God led them, and God provided a way for them to escape. Now, this was a miracle that God did for two reasons. First, God did this to show the Israelite people that He was more powerful than anything. More powerful than anything they could imagine. More power than Pharaoh and his army. God was more powerful and able to protect His people. And God wanted them to know that. But He also wanted other people to know it. You see, I think it was not just for the Israelites that God did this. He also did it to teach everyone else who He was, that He would protect His people because He loved them, that He was strong enough to do this. And stories of this spread, and many people were afraid of the Israelites because they knew the story of what God had done, both the plagues that we heard about last time and the Red Sea that we heard about in this story. And so, God was doing something amazing. And you know what? God can still do amazing things today in this world. It may not be making a sea part so that you can see two walls of water and walk through on dry land, because that's not what you need. But God has the power to do amazing things if we will trust Him. God can do amazing things if we'll follow and obey. So sometimes it seems like there is no way out, like everything is bad and we can't follow God and that God is not going to rescue us. But we need to wait and have faith. We need to obey God, and He will provide. It may not always be what we were looking for. It may not be providing in the way that we expected, but God is a good God who does amazing things if we will simply trust Him. Lord, I pray that You would help us today to trust You and watch for You to do amazing things. God, just as You made a way for the Israelites to escape, Lord, You have made a way for us to escape being slaves to Satan, slaves to sin. You provided Jesus, who would set us free, and so that we can live and follow You. Lord, I pray that You would help us to follow You today and obey You. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.